From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. After a new state concealed weapons law passed earlier this year, some Missourians are concerned about keeping kids safe. Since 2014, 8 Missouri children have been killed in accidental shootings. 5 of those victims were 3 years old or younger, and the others were teenagers. More than 1,000 childhood accidental shooting deaths and injuries occurred nationwide since 2014. These incidents involved scenarios where children unintentionally shot themselves or other children, or were accidentally shot by adults. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce says she is a gun owner, but she's afraid the new Missouri concealed weapons law, which allows people to carry guns without training or a permit, could result in more accidental shootings. Missouri State Representative Stacy Newman, a Democrat from St. Louis County, is launching a coalition to prevent the shooting deaths of children who find loaded weapons in their homes. The Children's Firearm Safety Alliance will work with Washington University in St. Louis to build a national database tracking accidental shootings. Newman says she plans to reintroduce a bill during the next legislative session that would hold a gun owner criminally liable if an unsecured gun led to the injury or death of a child. Farmers in the Missouri Boot Heel continue to report complications from the illegal spraying of an outdated version of dicamba herbicide. Investigators from the Missouri Department of Agriculture have been looking into the complaints over the last few months. More than 124 farmers and landowners have submitted complaints. The illegal spraying of dicamba caused crop damage to some farmers' peaches, corn, and other crops due to spray drift. State Representative Craig Redman, a Republican from Canton, chairs the House Agriculture Appropriations Committee. He says once Missouri Department of Agriculture investigators conclude their work, farmers will be able to file lawsuits against those who used the herbicide. A proposed bill by State Representative Don Roan, a Republican from Portageville, could increase the fine for a contaminated field from $1,000 to $10,000. While some farmers are hopping mad about dicamba contamination, the rest of the country is mad for hops. A national shortage of hops, spurred by America's recent obsession with craft brews and India pale ales, may be nearing an end. The Kansas City Star reports that shortages of hops, the most expensive element in a beer recipe, should be easing as the Pacific Northwest is expected to produce a record crop this year. With the new supply of hops flooding the beer market, some brewers who have overstocked on hops could be prompted to sell their leftovers. I'm Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.